back to Word on the Hills and our guest today, Ty Grove. Ty, what do you consider yourself to be more of, a poet, a prose writer, or a photographer?
Well, that's an interesting question because I started out as a visual artist and graduated from Ontario College of Art. And I've had exhibitions of my paintings and my photographs. I started writing poetry because when I was a visual artist, I was incorporating some very angst poetry that revolved around my sister's passing, my sister Victoria. She passed on when she was about 17, and I wrote some very angst, perhaps not very good poetry, and I incorporated the poems into paintings. Well, eventually, I continued on with that vein of writing more and more poetry, and had a couple of books published as a poet. Then I wrote a whole series of poems that were really short vignettes about fictitious family members. And I presented them to an editor, and she said that she really liked the poems, but she felt that they needed to be turned into prose. So I took all of those poems and slowly edited them into prose. And that was the beginning of me being a prose writer. Well, eventually those collections of prose vignettes were turned into a small family book called The Family Reunion. And the literary device that I used to link all of the short vignettes was Family Reunion. So family members were showing up to the family reunion, and the narrator of the book was describing all of these people that were coming to the family reunion, and then,
even though they were fictitious,
that's right. Yes, although the preface in the book says, "Find yourself in there," because as writers, we often steal from our own families. So, I gave everybody fictitious names.
That's lovely. Now, you are also a publisher. You work through Hidden Brook Press.
That's right.
Tell us a little about what kind of books you publish and a little about the company.
Well, Hidden Brook Press has been around for about 15 or, gosh, I guess we're looking at 20 years now. I always remind people that it's Hidden Brook Press. Sometimes people are looking on the internet for Hidden Book Press, but it's actually with an R, so Hidden Brook Press. I publish a lot of poetry. That's unusual perhaps for some Canadian publishers, mm-hmm. but because I'm a poet and it is something that I spend a lot of time with, I'm in the genre and know a lot of people. So I started publishing a lot of Canadian poetry. I have a series of books, not just poetry, but a series called the North Shore Series. And that is authors of poetry and prose between Port Hope and Kingston on the north shore of Lake Ontario. So hence the name of the series, the North Shore Series. And I am into over 30 books in that series now, and wow. It's going very well. I'm really pleased with that, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Very close to home, so even better.
That's right, yeah. Yes. Well, you know, I started out my writing career and publishing in Toronto, and there are umpteen publishers in Toronto, and I was the vice president of the chapter of the CAA, the Canadian Authors Association, in Toronto. And when I moved out to Brighton, I discovered there was a void, and I decided to publish that series, the North Shore Series, specifically to fill the gap.
That's wonderful. Now, the books in that series, are they about the area or just that the authors themselves are from the area?
Yeah, it's that the authors are from the area. Specifically, I call it the North Shore of Lake Ontario, and I kind of stretch it all the way up to Marmora and Peterborough. But that is different than what somebody else might call their Ontario series or their Canadian series.
Right.
You know, it's specifically about the area that I live and work in.
That's wonderful. Would you like to read a little bit more for us? Perhaps some more poems?
Oh, sure. I was talking about the family reunion. This poem is not in that book, The Family Reunion, but of course, as a writer, I write about my family, and I have a dear brother, Christopher. This poem is from the book, The Importance of Good Roots. A Journey into the Dark. My little brother Christopher held my hand in the now cool evening of September. "Don't be a sissy boy," I said. "Come, let me show you the stars." We walked away from the bright lights of the front porch into the dark towards the open sky. Silver stripes of dew painted our legs as we walked through the uncut grass at the edge of the lawn, down to the distant hayfield north past the lane. This was a territory little brother Christopher had not yet ventured into during the day, let alone at night. I was the brave 13-year-old big brother. He was 9 years younger, clinging close to my side into the dark to see the brilliant sky in a way that he had not yet seen revealed to him. So that's a poem that comes from our experience of living in Pushlinch on the farm when we were younger.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you have another one there?
Well, I have a couple more poems. This first poem is quite a few years old, and on the surface it is quite simple, but the reason that I thought that I would read it first, The More Things End, is because it segues into, philosophically in a similar way, into the second poem. And it is also from Psychobabble and the Consternations of Life. The More Things End. The earth goes round and round, the sun rises and then it falls. All will be the same in the morning. The more things end, the more we find ourselves at the start. The sun rises and then it falls, the clouds fill the lakes the rivers run forever in one direction. All will be the same in the morning. The more things end, the more we find ourselves at the start. As one breath leaves our body, one more is on its way in. The earth goes round and round, the sun rises and then it falls. All will be the same in the morning. The more things end, the more we find ourselves at the start. Never ending, never starting, all will be the same until things change. Now, the second poem is in a similar vein. It is dedicated to Stanley Kunitz, an American poet that was a poet laureate for many years and a favorite poet. So I came across this poem and I used a few of his lines, and give him credit for those, of course, in my poem. So 10 years later from that first poem is this poem called The Round. February 14th, 2014. My dear Lionel, happy Valentine's Day. I am on my way home from Cuba from my life-swept adventure of swaying palms, horse carts, and fresh warm fruit. You are less than 1 month old living your first days. In the spirit of Stanley Kunitz's poem, The Round, he reminds us with these words to live each day, every day as a new day. Quote, I can scarcely wait till tomorrow, when a new life begins for me, as it does each day, as it does each day. End of quote. Today, all you can possibly do is live each day as a new day, as a new life. Beginnings are truly all you have. Beginnings, beginnings, and beginnings. As a new life begins for you, as it does each day, as it does each day for me, for you, for all. All you can do is live each day, each day. Yours truly, Grandpa Ty. I call that a letter poem. I have a whole series of letter poems that I write to a variety of different people, and they almost always start off with a title of a poem, and they start off with Dear So-and-so, and then I sign the poem at the end.
Well, those are two wonderful poems for our busy days that we all seem to live, and sometimes we forget that we just have to live each day, each day.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's wonderful. Yeah. Thank you for reading them, Ty.
Thank you for having me.
Where can people buy your books?
Every book that I have is available on Amazon. That's probably the best way. You can always reach me at Hidden Brook Press by Googling Hidden Brook Press.
Wonderful. So we would Google Hidden Brook with an R, a press.
That's right.
Or Richard Grove.
That's right. Okay, yeah, Ty is my nickname, but Richard Grove, Richard Marvin Grove is my real name.
Wonderful. Well, thanks again for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in again today. If you would like to contact us, please email us at wordonthehills@gmail.com. Perhaps send suggestions or comments, good or bad. And maybe if you know someone who could be interviewed in future programs, let us know that too. Thank you again for tuning in to Word on the Hills 89.7.